seated. As many of you know, that famous song was written by Leonard Cohen in the 80s. He grew up a good Orthodox Jewish boy. In fact, his last name, Cohen, is the Hebrew word for priest. And he lived into this priestly name in his own way when he gave the world this hauntingly beautiful evergreen song, some call a contemporary prayer, Hallelujah. Now, I don't know about you, but I could sing it all day long. Not just this song, but this word, Hallelujah, which just might be the eternal song of the cosmos. Hallelujah is a two-word sentence in Hebrew. The word for praise, Hallel, and Yah, God. That little lu sound in the middle tells us who the word is speaking of, and it's in the second plural imperative. So that means that Hallelujah means praise God, y'all. Now, if you take the H sound out of the word, you get the mispronounced Anglicanized Greek form of the same word, Alleluia. This word in Hebrew and Greek shows up only in Psalms and Revelation, totaling 28 times in Scripture. Now, for an Episcopalian in Easter season, 28 times might not sound like very many hallelujahs. We'll probably say it 28 times just today. But this word isn't so famous in Scripture because it's numerous. It's famous because it's traditionally never translated into the vernacular. It's as famous as the Hebrew word amen. The Bible always leaves hallelujah to be read in the original Hebrew language. Today's psalm uses the word twice in a song. It's all about creation praising God. The psalm is bookended with hallelujahs. And in addition to that, the psalm repeats the word praise, hallel, 11 times in just 14 verses. Praise God, all you angels. Praise him, all you stars. Praise him, elements of fire and wind. Praise God, every creature of the earth. Praise him, every person, from pauper to king, young and old. Let everything and everyone praise the name of the Lord. For God's name only is exalted. His splendor is over heaven and earth. Nothing is left out in all the cosmos in this song's chorus of praise to God, not even the sea monsters. All creation, from the lowest parts of the earth to the highest heaven, are invited to praise God. So what does this mean, to praise God? Well, in English, we know the word praise means to express admiration or to commend another. It comes from the Latin word meaning to value. Praise is something human beings offer one another when we do something of value, something perceived as virtuous. And according to Scripture, God, who is loving and good, does valuable and just, virtuous things all day long, every day, now and forever. And so, the book of Revelation depicts angels eternally crying before the throne of God, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, forever and ever, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah is creation's never-ending cosmic song. Do any of you remember that old Sherry Lewis song? This is the song that doesn't end. Yes, it goes on. I know elementary school teachers in the room do. So the song just repeats over and over again. It doesn't end. And that's kind of what hallelujah is like. Not just because God is to be unendingly praised, but also because the word hallelujah itself is antiphonal in its construction. So it's inherent within the word is a call and response. Here's what I mean. If I say to you from this pulpit, praise God, y'all, hallelujah, then it's an injunction. I am directing you to praise God. But if when I direct you to praise God, you call out in response, hallelujah, well, then the word becomes an exclamation, an imperative that you speak to yourself. In Hebrew, the word is always being used both ways. So whenever someone cries out hallelujah, they are effectually proclaiming God's praise. At the same time, they're inviting you to do the very same thing. This makes hallelujah an eternal song that moves back and forth between all creatures forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When I sing, I'm calling out for you and for all things to praise God. And as I say the words, my own soul sings them in praise to God too. And when you respond, you do the same. Cohen didn't just create a beautiful song. He taught an entire generation how to pray, just as the Bible teaches. As the Jewish proverb puts it, where there is song, there is prayer. Now, as I mentioned, hallelujah comes to us primarily through the Psalms, the Bible's collection of poems set to music, which means hallelujahs are also inherently musical. There's a Jewish practice where you take a musical phrase like hallelujah and you turn to face the wall or simply close your eyes and remind yourself that you stand in the presence of God. Then with your heart opening, you pour out your soul to God with music and melody emerging from the depths of your heart. The belief is that inevitably you will begin to feel your soul singing her own song back to God. This is what the angels do in Revelation. They cover their eyes with their wings and they sing hallelujahs over and over and over again, back and forth. Can you imagine it? What it would feel like to be caught up in that eternal song? Well, if you've ever been praised for what you've done or who you are, you know how wonderful being praised feels. A professor from the National Institute for Physiological Sciences says that receiving a compliment can produce the same effect in your brain as receiving a lot of money. The good news for us human beings is that research also reveals that praising someone else also benefits the person who's doing the praising. So on World Compliment Day, which was apparently March 1st, Case Western Reserve University shared some research conclusions on the science of happiness associated with giving praise. A Case professor of philosophy, psychology, neurology, neuroscience, and organizational behavior, so the guy who knows everything, shared his top five reasons why you should compliment someone when they deserve it. One, praising someone else increases your happiness. Two, it causes you to experience gratefulness. Three, it increases your stress, resilience, and your physical health overall. Four, it creates a ripple effect of positivity in the world. And five, it strengthens your interpersonal relationship with that person. One famous Jewish mystic would sometimes ask his followers to put a hand on the shoulder of the person next to them as they sang their hallelujahs. Forming a physical circle, he believed would actualize the commandment to love your neighbor as yourself and love God at the same time. Remember, we never praise God without urging each other to praise God alongside us. Innate to hallelujahs is the invitation for everyone and everything in earshot to praise God too. So singing praise isn't about feeding into a divine ego trip. God doesn't need human praise. Human beings need to praise. Praising is a dopamine boost for the human soul. It produces happier, healthier people and a world filled with more gratitude. So why not praise the one who created all that? According to former Pope Benedict, singing indicates that the person is passing beyond the boundaries of the merely rational and falling into a kind of ecstasy. He says the merely rational can express in ordinary language, which is why overly rational people are seldom tempted to sing. So none of us must be very rational, I guess. Now, singing, he continues, finds its climactic form in the Alleluia, a song in which the very essence of all song achieves its purest embodiment. In fact, we are dealing here with something that cannot be translated. The Alleluia is simply the nonverbal expression of a joy that requires no words because it transcends all words. Therefore, what better word of praise than Alleluia can express the joy that the love of God shown through Jesus Christ has conquered falsehood and sin, suffering and death and evil itself? And so the Alleluia expresses joy and praise to God where all other words fail. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.